From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Blanc. A government report on unemployment will be released tomorrow. It will show how the country fared in December. Experts believe December may turn out to be the first month of job growth since the recession began 2 years ago. As for the non-experts, NPR's John Idsty has tips on how to understand the unemployment report beyond the headline numbers.
Of course, there are two numbers that most of us focus on when the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, releases its employment report each month. First, the unemployment rate. Second, the number of jobs created or lost. So let's take a closer look at each of those statistics to see what they're really saying. Let's start by talking about the number of jobs gained or lost in the economy. The most recent employment report showed payrolls at U.S. businesses declining by just 11,000 jobs in November of last year. But Tom Nordone of the BLS says that doesn't mean just 11,000 people lost their jobs. Every month, he says, there's a huge churn of job losses and gains in the economy.
You have millions of people who will lose or leave their jobs and millions of people who will gain jobs. And what gets reported as that headline number is just the net change of that.
In fact, during the depth of the recession last January, when the employment report showed 741,000 jobs being lost, far more people than that were being hired.
In January, the worst month in terms of job loss, you had approximately 4.3 million hires that were going on in the economy.
But that number of hires was overwhelmed by more than 5 million people who either lost their jobs last January or left them for other reasons. The unemployment rate, 10% in the most recent report, is also a less than definitive number. Different groups experience it differently. Blacks and Latinos have higher unemployment rates than whites, teens have higher rates than older workers, and education makes a big difference, says Nordone.
For someone who has less than a high school diploma, their unemployment rate in November was 15%.
By comparison, workers with a four-year college degree had an unemployment rate just under 5%. The headline unemployment rate also doesn't capture everyone who's lost a job, including people like Leslie Lee Jividen of Akron, Ohio.
In my case, my layoff came right after Christmas on December 29th.
That was a year ago in 2008. Jividen, who had been employed by a lighting firm doing customer service and sales support, immediately began looking for another job.
I'd never not worked, so, you know, my first instinct was, oh, I got to get something else. And then when I started looking, there just wasn't a lot out there.
So she stopped looking and decided to stay home with her children. But despite the fact that she'd lost her job and couldn't find another one, Jividen wasn't counted as unemployed when the unemployment rate broke 10% last fall. And there are millions more like her, people who have lost their jobs and become too discouraged to continue looking. These so-called discouraged workers are considered in another number BLS produces. It adds them and part-time workers who'd like to work full-time to the total number of unemployed. When the BLS added up all those numbers for November, it came up with a 17.2% rate of unemployment and underemployment in the United States. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.